The book Romans, part 15. I'm Professor Hannes Regenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book that I mentioned yesterday, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelations, a four book which is nearly 800 pages thick. There's information there in that most of the English-speaking people has never heard of before. And he's got the full bibliology in the back with all my references and study references where you can follow on to see where it comes from. If you want to bless yourself, get this book. There's also the study that I'm currently busy with, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. No, The Revelation of the Book Revelation. The Revelation of the Book Revelation is a study, and the book is called The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my website. It's +27 International Code 0722-367-124, or my website https://yahvah.co.za. You can find it on the top here. That's why I'm not spending a lot of time with it. If this is the first time that you are, as a newcomer, that you will participate in the study, you're so very welcome. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on some information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, which is also our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that matters to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate with the following groups: any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, any Protestant church or Catholic church. We are not a church denomination, and we're not affiliated anywhere in the world. We are an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning worldwide. We are using the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that Dr. Joseph Briant Rotzenon translated in 1860. And in this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. I just want to say quickly, it's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. That Bible was made corrupt by the Westcott and Ord text and Nestle Aland text. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. That's in the 1860 Restoration Bible. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We're looking so forward to start this study because there's so much information in this word. I trust that the study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua, and we are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book, Romans chapter 1, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you have brought a seatbelt with you. Because Apostle Paul has started moving into very sensitive areas. Very sensitive areas. Hallelujah. In verse 14, Apostle Paul said, I, that's Apostle Paul, am a debtor, both to the Greeks. And now he doesn't just use the word Gentiles. Most of the Greeks are Gentiles, or all of the Greeks were Gentiles, because they were worshipping Zeus, the sun god, and Nimrod, the king of heaven, and Amun-Ra, which was the Egyptian god. They were worshipping these gods. They were pagans, worshipping gods that fell out of heaven, and they had their own theology and everything, mythology. So he says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the, he doesn't say Gentiles, he says barbarians. Now I want to just ask, who are these barbarians? Who are the barbarians? He said, both to the wise and to the unwise. So he's actually using four groups. He's showing the Greeks. I'm indebted to the Greeks. Debit in what? Having the onus to preach the gospel of salvation in the name of Yahushua to remission of your sins. Living a holy, well, that was the immersing, coming to repentance first, according to John 3 verse 1 to 11. Well, Yahushua swore and he says to Nicodemus, you need to be born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. This is what Apostle Paul was preaching. He was preaching the same gospel. I'm indebted to both the Greeks, the Gentile Greeks. I need to have them saved. Eventually that cost him his life. Staying in Greece, preaching unto the Gentiles. So one, it was the Greeks. Then he says to the barbarians. Who were the barbarians? Who were the barbarians? Now, they were slaves. They were slaves from different parts of the world. Why? Because the Greek people ruined the world. They ruled the world. Then the Romans took over from the Greek people. And the Roman people adopted the pagan gods, like Zeus and Amun-Ra, and we can continue. Everything that was a statue. And that's why we find in the Roman Catholic Church the statue of Mother Mary and little Jesus. No, it's not. It's the Queen of Heaven and it's Tammuz. A lot of people say it's also Nimrod. No. It's Tammuz. Queen of Heaven, Semiramis. And then Nimrod killed his own father and he had a child with his mother. And that was Tammuz. If you know anything about the eschatology history of the Old Testament and the history, you will know that if you ever laid your hands on the two Babylons, which was a banned book, even at the time it was banned, I had one that formed a lot of foundation in my life. Teaching and preaching in the eschatology. I'm the author of 23 books, 6 A4 and A5 books. And in the eschatology, the Hyslop by Arthur Hyslop. I use the book, some of the information as references in the eschatology research, the two Babylons. And then a couple of years ago it was unbanned. You can find it on the internet. And there Hyslop is explaining exactly with all the references, the Sumerian references and. Let's concentrate on the scripture. I am a debitor, both of the Greeks and of the barbarians. Barbarians, they were slaves. We can't put a color to the slaves. We can't say they were this color or that color or their eyes was like that or whatever. We can't. We don't have that information. But they were called barbarians, slaves. But as slaves, they were also Gentiles in order that they were forced to worship the same gods as the Greeks did. So they were Greek slaves that later became Roman slaves. Both to the wise, in other words, the wise people, like the emperors, and because Apostle Paul stood before the emperors. And the emperor said to Apostle Paul, you are moving me to become born again. He didn't say to become a Christian, because on that time the word Christian didn't even exist. Did you know that? The word Christian never exists. Because the word Christian came from the X and the P. X and P. And that came when Constantine, the night before, going into war with his cousin about the throne, because his father died and they went into war, and he had the vision of the X and the P, which means Christ. 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 There was never a word like Christ in the New Testament, or Christians in the New Testament. And then after he won the war, as they were marching into Rome, the soldiers, Constantine sat on the horse with water, holy water, and a hyssop branch, and he was throwing water, just sprinkling them, saying, "Now you are Christians." The morning they woke up, they were pagans. Now they are made Christians by just sprinkling water on them. So it's not much to be a Christian. You just need to be wet like fish and chips with some vinegar. This was only holy water. I'm just using something here. You understand what I'm saying? Both to the wise, the educated in the Roman Empire, and to the unwise, meaning the others that did not want to do what the word respect them to do. And we're living in a time today where we are preaching the gospel of salvation unto the world through the internet. We haven't got a clue where the word is falling. Yes, we know there's millions of people listening to this gospel throughout the world. But we do not know their nationalities as such. Although we can see on the website, we can see the daily printout of the top 25. 3,000 has looked at it here, and 3,000, 2,000 coming down up to 5 on the end. But my Bible says there's gladness in heaven. There's joy in heaven if one soul repents unto Yahushua. Somewhere somebody accepts Yahushua as a personal Savior and Redeemer through the message of salvation in the revelation word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So Apostle Paul says he's a debtor to the saved and the unsaved. Even to the barbarians, the slaves of what nationality, whatever. And this is one of the reasons that a lot of the Israel Vision people, that is the far right, in South Africa we call them the far right whites, because they believe only them, the whites, you have to be white, and preferably Afrikaans speaking, and you will be part of the 10 lost tribes of Jacob. That's not what the Bible says. It says the 10 lost tribes of Jacob, the northern tribes, they became Gentiles. They were not Hebrew people. They became different languages and cultures and nations. And this is why they hate Apostle Paul's writing, because he refers to different nationalities where they believe only the white people can be saved. And not all white people. You need to be Jewish, Hebrew. Now I'm not going to go into that too much. I just want to touch on it. So on the end of the day, Apostle Paul is preaching the gospel of salvation to a lost world. You know, the problem comes when we start picking and choosing who would have to be saved. Picking and choosing who may hear the word and may not. I have no problem in nationalities. I have India pastors who are my friends, And I have black pastors who's my friends. And I also have colored pastors who went through our Bible college in training for a 4-year course. 3 years in the eschatology and the last year in the theology. So we have different cultures. Why? We can't be preferent on only wanted to preach to just the white people. Yes, we have an obligation to our nationality, but the gospel goes to everyone. The word says Yahushua will not come for his bride until the gospel of salvation is preached unto the world. And that means all nationalities. So what are we busy with? A small little part. We're trying to hasten the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia, where he will be coming for his bride. The Parousia in Greek, hallelujah. So Apostle Paul says he's a debtor. Anyone who, the Bible says, everyone that hears the word, those that are weary, those that are thirsty and hunger for the bread of life, come unto me and I shall give you rest. He says he will give them rest. Come, those that are weary and hungry, come unto me and I shall give you rest. And this is not rest to sit and rest. It's eternal rest through being saved through the blood of Yahushua, which he has shed for us. Now time has caught up with us. We have a whole weekend in front of us. Let us be a testimony unto a lost world. And let's just sow the word. Let's just sow the word in faith, believing that it will bear fruit. The Bible says, one sow, the other one will wet the seed, and Yahweh Almighty will give the growth. For Monday, if his father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.